this webcast. Each of us is gonna paint a picture in only 10 seconds. And then you, the iCarly viewers, are gonna vote online for whose painting is best. Now guess what we're gonna paint on? It's our wacky little friend, Gibby! Yeah. You ready there, Gibby?
Sure, whatever.
Ten seconds on the clock, and go!
Try not to move! Hold still, Gibby!
5 seconds.
The brushes tickle!
Time!
Okay, now here's my painting.
Who's that, Freddy?
No, it's a clown.
Oops.
Sorry, clown. And now let's take a look at Sam's painting. Okay, I have no idea what that is.
It's a meatball.
Yes, Sam has painted her dream. Okay, till the next day, Carly.
Bye!
Ciao!
And we're clear.
Hey, you should go rinse the paint off first. You're gonna ruin your shirt.
Who cares about my shirt? Who cares about anything? Not me!
What's wrong?
I don't want to talk about it.
Good.
Who's up for chicken wings? I know I am.
Gibby, seriously, what's the matter?
Shannon Mitchell, okay?
What about Shannon?
What's the prob?
I want her to like me, but every time I try to talk to her, I get all shy. Why does she have to be so cute? I'm going home.
Gibby.
I don't want to talk about it.
Aw, poor kid. It must be awful to love someone who doesn't love you back. Sorry.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Great way to set you up with Shannon.
How?
On the next iCarly, we're gonna play a game called I Win a Date.
I Win a Date?
Yeah, and you're gonna be the special mystery date.
And we're gonna get Shannon to be one of the contestants, so that way... Who's your friend and why is he staring at me like a freak?
Oh, this is Ruben.
Sorry. It's like you were born sideways over the moon with 2.5 scoops. Zepang.
Okay, I think I gotta punch this kid in the mouth.
Wait. I think he might be complimenting you.
Was that a compliment?
Hey, just because I bumped the jump doesn't mean I lost my bingo trap.
That is so true.
No. No. Stephanie, I really don't think we should go out again. Come on, I didn't say I had a bad time last night. It's just, Stephanie, step, because I don't like you!
So, I guess your blind date went pretty well last night.
She brought her pet unicorn to dinner.
There's no such thing as unicorns.
Try telling her that. I'm just gonna stay single the rest of my life. They'll call me Single Spencer, the guy with no lady to hold.
Why don't you try one of those dating websites like whynotdateme.com? You know, where lonely adults find even lonelier adults.
Sounds so tempting.
At least you get to see a video of the person before you go on a date.
Yeah, but those websites are just so... Hello? Stephanie. Stephanie, no, I will not speak to your unicorn. Because he's not real! That website again?
Hey, Shannon.
Hey.
Oh, hey. So listen, you guys want to be on the next iCarly?
Oh, like, really? Really?
What are we going to do? Well, let's just say one of you is going to win a date with an awesome guy.
Freddy?
I said awesome guy, not ridiculous goob.
I think Freddy's cute and smart.
Okay, what'd you eat for breakfast? A big bowl of Crazy Flakes?
There's my raspberry soccer ball.
And speaking of Crazy Flakes, it's you!
Hello there. My name is Spencer Shea. Hello. I've never used an internet dating service before, but my sister told me about this one, whynotdateme.com, so why not date me? I enjoy people.
What are you doing?
Making a video for whynotdateme.com.
Give me the remote.
What's wrong?
You're not being you. You gotta be looser.
How do I not
look? Your shirt should be out. These buttons should be undone. And your hair needs some of this. There. What did you put in your hair?
Chicken fat.
Oh my God! Gibby, ready to play I Win a Date?
Shannon's really in there?
Right through that door.
Man, this is intense.
Just remember, all your voices are going to be electronically disguised.
Why?
To keep your identities a mystery.
Then how will I know which one's Shannon?
She'll be girl
number... You can't just tell him. We have to keep the game real and fair.
But what if I don't pick Shannon?
Listen, there'll be three girls out there. Girl number one. Girl number two! And girl number three.
But how will I know which one's Shannon?
If you really want to go on a date with Shannon, then you need to choose carefully.
That's all you have to do.
Okay.
Hey, you guys better come in here.
Be right back. What?
What's up?
Celine and Julia aren't coming.
What?
Why aren't they coming?
They got tickets to see Girly Cow on Ice.
Why is it that whenever there's a popular TV show, they just gotta go put it on ice?
Guys, we have 7 minutes to figure out how we're gonna play I Win a Date without girl number one or girl number three.
Oh, Freddy, you're so good at math.
Well, let's hope he's good at hosting a game show.
Pardon?
And one, two, three, four, go.
Hello there. My name's Freddy, and here tonight on this special webcast of iCarly, we're gonna play a new game called I Win a Date. Okay, first let's meet our mystery date. Now, keep in mind, his voice has been disguised so that our girl contestants won't recognize him. Hello, mystery date.
Hi, it's great to be here, Freddy.
And now let's meet our three girls. Remember, their voices have also been disguised. Hello, girl number one.
Hello, Freddy, nice to see you. Wow, my voice sounds so weird. No. That's so cool. Nice to see you.
And girl number two.
Hi, Freddy.
And, girl number three.
Hey, Fredward, how's it hanging?
And those are the three girls competing to win a date with our mystery man. Whichever girl he picks will join him on a romantic dinner for two at the Cheesecake Warehouse.
Awesome!
Now, mystery man, you ask the questions, listen to the girls' answers carefully, and then, when it's all over, it'll be up to you to choose your girl. Begin!
Okay. Girl number one.
Yes?
What is your favorite type of music?
What's your least favorite?
I guess rap.
Oh, well, I love rap. Yeah, rap music. I listen to it all the time. Rap is tight, yo!
Okay, girl number two.
I guess my fave music would either be rock and roll or pop.
Hey, me too.
Cool.
How about you, girl number three?
Okay, where is girl number three?
I loves me the cold chili.
Okay, mystery date, you have time for one final question.
Cool. Girl number two, if one day we were married, how would you wake me up in the morning?
Well, I'd say, wake up, sleepyhead. Then I'd bring you a super nice breakfast in bed.
Sweet! Girl number one, how would you wake me up?
I'd yell, get up and go get a job, you lazy sack! And then I'd pour hot soup on your face.
All right, mystery date, that's the end of the final round. Who will be your lucky date to the Cheesecake Warehouse? It's time to choose.
Well, I gotta go with girl number one.
Yay! Congratulations! What? What? What?
Why'd you pick me? You were supposed to pick Shannon.
I didn't know Carly was girl number one. Doesn't matter anyway. Shannon likes Freddy.
Now, don't worry about that. I'm in love with someone else.
Not happening.
I know.
Sorry I ruined everything. And don't worry. You don't have to go on a date with me.
It'll be fun. You know, cheesecake, and you, and me, and oh. Want to give me a ride to school?
Sure, but come check this out first.
What?
I made a new video for whynotdateme.com, you know, looser like you suggested.
Cool, let's see it.
Hey there. The name's Spencer.
What's with the baseball?
It's to make me look sporty.
Shh. And if you're looking for a fun, creative guy, well, then you just took a right turn down Lucky Street. Why don't you go ahead and put it in park? Send me an email. Write it, click it, send it.
You just took a right turn down Lucky Street? That doesn't make a girl want to email you. That makes a girl want to go...
All right. I'll make a new video.
Good. Now, what did you break with your baseball?
Nothing.
Did you kill our goldfish?
Yes. I think he wanted to die.
That fish had hopes and dreams.
Hey, Carly. I made reservations at the Cheesecake Warehouse for tonight at 7. Unless you decide you don't want to go.
Of course I want to go. We're going to have a great time. Just you and me. Alone at a table for 3 hours. Oh.
Hey, how about a pop for the boomerang?
He wants to know if you want a double date. You and me, him and Sam.
Yes, Sam would love that. It's a date, a double date. Yay, Sam will be so happy.
Okay, well, see you there.
Tell Sam I'll be ready to hang my socks on the monkey parade.
Absolutely!
These are love notes.
Uh-oh. From Shannon?
Uh-huh. And try taking a test while she's staring at you like this.
Please never make those faces again.
What's it gonna take to make Shannon understand I don't want to go out with her?
Maybe you should go out with Shannon.
Why? I thought you were still trying to get her and Gibby together.
I am. I have my date with Gibby tonight, and Sam's going with Reuben.
Sam and Reuben?
Long story. But you should invite Shannon so we can try to make her like Gibby.
If it'll get her to leave me alone, fine.
Then tonight we triple date.
What triple date?
Carly and Gibby, me and Shannon, you and Reuben.
You set me up with Reuben?
No, no, no!
I set you up with Reuben!
Why would you?
I really wanted to go out with you, and I didn't want to be alone with Gibby for 3 hours.
Well, I'm not going.
Oh, yes, you are. You want to know why?
Why?
Because when your mother got chicken pox, I helped you rub calamine lotion all over that woman. And those pox were everywhere.
You're a good friend.
No, you didn't.
I swear.
Hey.
Hey, what you doing?
I just made a new video for whynotdateme.com.
My mom got banned from that website.
So let's see your new video.
Okay. I tried to keep it simple and real. Here, take a look.
Just you eating cereal?
Uh-huh.
How long does it go on?
Like 9 minutes.
Dude.
I know. I couldn't think of anything better. I guess I should go take a shower.
Why?
Because I always get my best ideas when I'm wet.
Okay. We need a plan for tonight. We gotta make sure Shannon ends up with Gibby.
Well, Shannon likes Freddy, so let's just tell Gibby to act like Freddy.
Nah, Gibby's gotta be himself.
Yeah, look where that's gotten him in life.
You're so right.
These are the biggest salads in the history of mankind.
I know. I'm already full and I haven't even made a dent.
I'm out of salad.
Wow! You can make a dog bark faster than a fish could climb a tree.
True that!
True what?
So, Freddy, how did you get to know so much about computers?
Oh, well, actually, I... Gibby taught me. Didn't you, Gibby?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Really? I didn't know you're into computers. What kind do you have?
It's white.
Well, these salads aren't gonna eat themselves.
I think Freddy is such a cute name.
Gibby's middle name is Freddy.
Really?
It sorta is. It's close to Freddy.
Well, what is it?
Cornelius.
Okay, who could eat a piece of cheesecake this big?
Shouldn't there be a law that says my dessert can't weigh more than me?
I know. Might as well tie a knot around two kangaroos, know what I'm saying?
No. No, Reuben. I don't know what you're saying. Pretty much nobody ever knows what you're saying. Know what I'm saying?
All right, let's be cool.
Yeah, Sam. You don't need bubble wrap to know when it's chowder time.
Yes! That is so true! And you know what else is true? I'm sitting here eating cheesecake with an Australian Eskimo who's got ointment all over his bumbleberry.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that to me!
What'd you say?
I don't know, but I'm glad I said it. Pass the whipped cream.
So,
How great is this cheesecake?
Cheesecake is like my favorite dessert.
Gibby invented cheesecake.
No, I didn't!
Well, someone had to.
I'm so confused.
Well, don't be. Just love Gibby. Love him and never let him go.
What?
Look, Shannon, I got a big crush on you, all right? But I know you like Freddy, so I've been trying to act like him. So you like me.
Shh, it could still work.
I don't want it to work. Look, I'm not like Freddy. I don't know about tech stuff. I don't have a boyish cute smile. I'm all Gibby. You know what that means?
Tell her what it means, Gibby.
It means I like to dance. With my shirt off! Turn up the music! Shannon.
She fled the restaurant.
Oh.
Don't be sad, Gibby.
Shannon's not so hot.
Yeah, you can find a way better girl than her.
Sure. Where?
Why don't you look right here? I like your moves.
This is unreal.
What's unreal?
Well, you know that 9-minute video of me eating cereal, the one you and Sam said was so lame?
Which it was.
Well, I put it up on whynotdateme.com, and guess who's already got 9 responses?
Wow, so you got 9 dates coming up.
Well, no. See, these 4 are from women in prison.
Oh.
And these 3 are from women who recently got out of prison.
Interesting.
And these 2 are from psychologists who feel that they can help me.
Nice. What about that one?
Oh, that one's new. Hey, she's kind of pretty.
That's a dude.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Samantha, and my talent is making really cool animal noises. Check it out. Woo, woo. Ba-cock, ba-cock. Thanks for listening.